time moves on, and it's important to try and stay in the public eye, but you know, you have to have the work.
Do you love your writing?
Yeah, I do, but I need to develop it, so that's what I'd like to do. It's fantastic. I mean, it's not for me to love, is it? It's the audience as well. It's getting across for them, really. When I do it, it's like, oh, great. The big thing is, do they relate to this?
I think tonight it did, didn't it? You could see that.
I hope so. You don't know, it's quite nerve-wracking.
No, you were good.
You just think, well, I understand it, but will they? And the worst thing I want to do is bore an audience.
Did we look bored?
No.
There you go, that answers it. Can I ask you one more question? Just going back, I cut you off there. You said that one of the reasons that you sort of stopped accepting roles is because the lines were getting... You know, so that was a real conscious decision.
Well, I didn't stop acting. It's just some things fritter away, you know. They're small roles, and I thought, I've got to have a challenge, because I used to doing Antony, you know, Cleopatra, Portia and Merchant of Venice, you know, having these opportunities, big challenges. You have a diet of stuff, so you need to maintain, you need to keep on challenging yourself. I need those big things. I can also sustain those things as well. I'm capable of, so, you know.
Theatre or TV?
Both. Any good writing. But I do like live performance. I love live performance because it's different every theatre that you go into. There's something about that, you know.
Thank you very much, Carol.
So,
thanks for coming. We loved you in Deptford.
Oh, I did too. I won't forget Deptford too early.